Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Tafil Chesem and Beis. The Gemara starts in Chesem and Aleph and Mechlekes. Sicha Chagad Eksadra, if it's Yesh Lepsimen the Rakel Ksheira, Ein Lepsimen, Abaya Mekshei Rava Mepsula, Abaya holds a Pitikur Yoyed Vesesim, Rava does not hold a Pitikur Yoyed Vesesim. So first, what's the case of Eksadra? Rashi says the case of Achsadra is like Chatzah Shemekefes Achsadra, means on three sides. You have the Chatzah around on three sides. You have the roof area of the Achsadra all around the Chatzah, more than four Amos, so you can't use the walls of the houses. So you're using the Pit Tikra of the Achsadra for three walls of the Sukkah. That's what Rashi says. And Taisus is bothered because Rava asked Abaya Shaila, if it's Hifchus Deifen Emtsai, are you going to say Pitikur Yoyed V'Seisim? The Bais says Medina L'Chabaha because it's a Mavim of foolish. So if even two walls, Zeh Keneg and Zeh, already a Bais doesn't say Pitikur Yoyed V'Seisim, so when you have all none of the walls, so certainly you won't say Pitikur Yoyed V'Seisim. That's Taisus Kasha. So the Hashlam already answers, and Rashi really is Miramis Ateritz, like the Aruch Laner says, that Mavim of foolish is different. It's not because you're missing walls, it's because it's for through traffic, it's with Bekiyas Ram and Kapandria. If you don't have that, like by a Chatzah Shemekeves Aksandria, you can't get through to it because the house is in the way, that wouldn't be a problem of Mavim of foolish. But Taisus holds, you only say Pitikur when you have two walls Kamin Gam. If you have two walls like a Gam, like a right angle, then you say Pitikur Yoyed V'Seisim on the third wall. But otherwise, you don't say Pitikur Yoyed V'Seisim because that's a Mavim of foolish. That's what they argue about Achsadra Bebika. Rashi says Achsadra Bebika has no walls. It's not Mefulash, like we said, because there's no through traffic. It's in a Bika. And if it has one wall, then Shmuel's masking me say Pitikur Yoyed V'Seisim. That's what Rashi says. And the Rishonim, they all know. They hold that according to Rav, you need, according to Shmuel, even three walls are not enough for Pitikur. You need a little bit on the fourth side. And according to Rav, you need either three walls to say Pitikur, or like Taisus says, two walls coming out is also good enough. See, the Rif and the Rambam say you need three walls to say Pitikra by Achsadra Bebika. Less than three walls, even according to Rav, you don't say Pitikra. So Taisus asks on the Rif the other way. But you see by Sukkah you say Pitikra. You see by Sukkah you say Pitikra even though there are only two walls. If there are three walls, you wouldn't even need Pitikra. So Stipla says the Geshmak Eteretz. The Stipla says that the Taisus is saying, Taisus shall, how many walls do you have? According to Taisus, if you have two walls coming down, you say Pitikra. That's you see now with Sugya. Samel, if you say they need three walls to say Pitikra, how old be Pshan and Sugya? If you have three walls, you already have a Sukkah. But the Rif and the Ram are looking about how many walls are you missing? How many walls are you saying Pitikra for? By Shabbos, you need walls on all four sides to be meant to carry. So Mela, if you don't have three walls, you're going to have to say Pitikra on two walls. You're missing two walls that you don't say. By Sukkah, a three-wall Sukkah is kasher l'chetchila. So mainly, only have to say, even if you have two walls coming gam, you only have to say Pitikra on one wall. Taisus says you have to have a certain amount of walls to say Pitikra. From our Sukkah, it's a word, two walls coming gam is good enough, so by Shabbos also. The Rif and the Ram are learning, you need to be missing a certain amount of walls. If you're missing more than one wall, you don't say Pitikra. By Shabbos, unless you have three walls, you're missing more than one wall. By Sukkah, if you have two walls, you're only missing one wall. Shmak Eteretz. Now, what does it mean, Achsadra Sheyesh Lepsimen? Rashi says that it means it's Amudim, and they're within three Tvachim of each other. So you have Lavad. But according to Rashi, it came out something interesting. At the end of the Sugya, the Gemara has in Lashon that according to Rav, even Yesh Lepsimen is no good. So what do you mean, Lavad is no good? How could that possibly be? What's the Chiddush that Lavad works? So Rashi says, because even Lavad, just like we say by Pitikra, the Gemara says the reason why Rav doesn't say Pitikra every Seisim is because it's not made for the outside, it's made for the inside. Love, it also only works if it's made for that side, not for the other side. A tremendous chiddush. We don't pass him like that last year, but a tremendous chiddush. But the Rifol's Pseman is a different thing. The Rifol's Pseman is stamped two poles, one on each side. Why would two poles, one on each side, work? It would work in order to say Pitikra. It's not a Nayadin that when you have Pseman, it works as Lovud. When it has Pseman, everyone's masking to say Pitikra, because since you have some Mechitza on the fourth side, that's enough to say Pitikra according to the Rif. So then it's more geshmak, the tzad that even with Pitzimen you don't say Pitikra, it'll be more geshmak. Also the Gemara has a case where the Pitzimen are near Mibachutz. You see on the next Amid, where the Pitzimen are near Mibachutz, you can't see the Pitzimen in the Sukkah, the Pitzimen are on the outside of the Sukkah. And the Gemara says it works. According to Rashi, you have to say it's going on only on the third mechitza. That's what Rashi says. And it works to be a tefach. And even that, Taiz is very bothered. How could it work? It's outside the sukkah. How could it work to be a tefach? But according to Rif, it's good. The Vart is that the psimen make it that you say pitikras, even the psimen outside the sukkah. But Lamaisa, that part of the tikra, you say pitikra, because Lamaisa, you have the psimen to say pitikra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.